question. I'm not quite grasping the difference between tearing up agreements and destroying contracts. Can you explain it in a different way?
People ask about this frequently, so let's see if I can help you with this distinction. Here's an example. If I called you up and asked you to lunch on Friday and you say yes, you'll come, we have an agreement to have lunch on Friday. It exists between us as a shared commitment and one that we're going to act out together. But it's not all that binding. If your boss set a deadline for Friday that prevented you from attending the lunch, we'd simply cancel and plan it for another time. There's a commitment to get together, but it's casual enough that there's no repercussions or recourse if it fails to occur. On the other hand, if I make an offer on your house and you accept the offer, we're going to sign a series of contracts that have enforceability clauses. If either one of us default on the clauses, there are real consequences, including losing deposit money or the opportunity to complete the transaction. These contracts are legally binding and are held as significant and important. Energetically, agreements and contracts are similar. Your agreements are loosely held constructs. For example, you may have agreements with your boss that create a sense of inferiority in you or anger in him, or a competitive feel to the way he assigns tasks and you complete them. It's an undercurrent for how you engage with one another. As you become conscious of the role you're playing in the relationship with him, it may be easier to shift out of the stance you've taken with him because the agreements you're holding are more readily cleared and you have less investment in them. Meanwhile, you and your partner have a series of contracts that are informing the way you experience conflict. Your partner feels victimized by you and your anger, and you feel superior, and as for your partner is unable to see the big picture. Thus, you find yourself acting in ways that belittle and invalidate. So there's a contract in place that makes your partner the victim and you the victimizer. These contracts are intense. They define the scope and create the well-worn grooves of the dysfunction in the relationship. If either of you were to promise to act differently next time, without clearing those contracts, the odds of your acting differently would be pretty low, because you're both wired to be in the roles you've contracted to be in together.